Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about one of the fundamentals of Islam. As you know, one of the fundamentals is Tawheed. Just like Tawheed, the next fundamental is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as Muslims believe and we have a firm belief in the justice of Allah. But from the earliest times to the present, a group of unaware people, they went against God's justice and expressed ideas that either God's justice did not exist, or even sometimes they not only neglected justice, but used it as a means of proving the non-existence of God, like unexpected catastrophes such as hurricanes, earthquakes, and other natural calamities. Brothers and sisters, they used these things and these happenings and these incidents as an excuse to deny the existence of God. And we claim that God exists, and not only that He exists, He's also just. So the question is, how do we add up these natural calamities with the justice of God? Because people see it as something that is against justice. So we said that there are a few points that we need to understand before we can understand and realize the philosophy behind these natural calamities. First one we said is the relative judgment and limited knowledge of these false claimants who deny the existence of God. It's because of their relative judgment where they themselves become the center of it, and then they start judging everything based on them being the focus. And then also the limited knowledge. They don't know what's going on underneath the world, underneath the earth, and above the skies. They have no idea. They have no clue. The second one is warnings and heads up. The third one is to nurture the human beings. And the fourth one that we're discussing today is trigger to turn back to God. The fifth one is reviving the spirit of life. And last but not the least is self-made difficulties. We observe that little by little, our being has a goal or purpose. Our eyes are for a purpose. Our ears are for a purpose. Our heart, brain, nerves, each have been created for a purpose. Even our fingertips have a philosophy behind them. Thus, how is it possible that our total being is without a purpose? That's just simply impossible. At the same time, for the completion of this task, one must look every once in a while at one's sins, and one's transgressions must be shown or pointed out. In facing difficulties in following God's commands, one becomes familiar with one's ugly and evil deeds and will turn back to God. It is here that a part of difficulties and unforeseen events are, in reality, a divine blessing. Brothers and sisters, at the end of the day, the purpose of our creation is to reach Allah Himself through ubudiyah, through servitude. Now, these calamities, they serve as that trigger for us to turn back to God if we get derailed from that path. These are just means. In other words, these are blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that make us attentive of the fact that He is the one who's in control. And this gives us an opportunity to turn back to Him. With this, we're going to go for a short break, and once we come back from the break, we will continue talking about this topic.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Mahdi. In this part, we discuss natural calamities, a trigger to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, since the beginning of time, it seems that the world has been faced with natural calamities. We, as a global society, have been faced with earthquakes, tsunamis, droughts, hurricanes, tornadoes, blizzards, and even volcanoes. Even though these natural calamities are all part and parcel of the natural order of this material world, and they are necessary and integral parts of this natural world, they are still pretty scary. I mean, most, if not all people will agree that earthquakes or hurricanes or volcanoes are really, really scary, and they create a dreadful fear in people. I mean, I'm even afraid of lightning. But these natural calamities that are a part of this natural world are a means to something much bigger and greater. Dear friends, these natural calamities, these natural phenomena are means for us to turn back to Allah, the creator of the cosmos. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose control and power are all things. But how do these natural phenomena trigger our souls to turn back to Allah? Well, first of all, in the face of these natural phenomena, we as an individual and sometimes even as a society, we feel very weak, we feel very powerless. When we feel so small, we have no choice, and rather, we have an internal and natural urge to turn towards a power that is greater than us and greater than these natural calamities. A power that will save us from these potential catastrophes and tragedies. A power that will take us out of these calamities. A great and awesome power that can take our ship out of the storm and kindly and mercifully bring it to the shore of peace. Dear friends, that power is none other than the great power of the cosmos, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is only Allah that can save us from these natural phenomena that are totally out of our control. Thus, it is these natural calamities and natural phenomena that trigger within us the innate desire and urge to turn towards Allah. But the real shame is that when we are in the middle of a great storm on a rocky and shaky ship, we so sincerely turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. And then Allah helps us out of His grace and His mercy and brings our shaky ship out of the great storm and peacefully places us on the shore. And once on the shore, what do? We forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times has this happened in our lives, dear listeners? We were faced with an individual calamity, with an individual problem, but we screamed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help on the inside. And He benevolently listened and took care of us and took us out of that calamity. And then what did I do? What did we do? We forgot all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done for us. Let us turn back to Allah, the great, the supreme, the mighty, the merciful, and remember all that Allah has done for us. Let us thank Allah for His blessings and His grace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from all forms of calamities, whether individual, social, or natural. Thanks for listening. We leave you in the best of care, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's care.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from al-mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it? Ooh.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Thank you for staying with us. So before the break, we were talking about the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how there are people who deny this justice and they use some of the natural calamities like earthquakes and floods and hurricanes to be the reason for their denial of the justice of Allah and their proposal of, God forbid, that Allah is unjust. We said that Allah is just. And the reason that these calamities, they take place around us is for several reasons. And this has nothing to do with Allah's justice. And if anything, it actually proves to us that Allah is just. So before the break, we were talking about the purpose and the goal of human's life and how these natural calamities serve as a trigger for every human being to turn back to God. So the goal of human life is ubudiyyah, which is the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, these calamities, they make us attentive and they take us back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we take it as an opportunity that Allah, out of His mercy, plans for us these events so we can get an opportunity to turn back to Him. In chapter 30 of Quran, verse number 41, Allah says, "Corruption has appeared on land and sea because of the deed that the hands of men have earned, that God may give them a taste of some of their deeds in order that they may turn back." See how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran Himself is explaining the philosophy of these calamities. Noting that we have said above, painful events are confirmations of evil, and interpreting them as calamities that are considered to be in opposite to divine justice is far from logic and intellectual reasoning, because the further we go into this narrow way, we will better understand the various philosophies. So brothers and sisters, those who claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just, and they use this as a foundation of their argument, we're saying that their argument is flawed. They do not understand the philosophy behind the natural catastrophes and natural calamities. If they were to understand the philosophy behind it and behind these calamities, they wouldn't be making those silly claims, those uneducated claims. So we're saying that it's a trigger for us to turn back to God, and Allah Himself in the Quran pointed that out. So with this, our understanding of the calamities of God is actually not a hindrance in our understanding, or it does not even negate that concept of justice of God. Allah is just, and out of His justice and mercy, He gives us opportunities to turn back towards Him. Those who are opposing this idea, they are actually looking at the event in an isolated manner, let's say an earthquake or a hurricane, in an isolated manner, and their focus is themselves, they themselves. And it's just a very superficial and surface level opinion that they have formed, which is completely flawed, is what we are claiming. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye.